So I'm curious, what do you guys believe? Do we believe that the Shawmazing Shawness is real and who she really is? And, or do we believe now in the hindsight of this sentencing court, kind of what Jen's saying is that it's not, no, this is a persona. This is a character.
It's definitely a persona. That's what she's saying, right? Hold on, hold on, let me finish. That's what she's saying, right?
That is what she's saying.
Welcome to Boy Meets Bravo, your new favorite weekly Bravo TV recap podcast with a twist. We are two Bravoholics just trying to make it nice and show a formerly unwilling participant why Bravo TV is gone with the wind fabulous. I'm Bree.
And I'm LP, and this is Boy Meets Bravo.
I'd love to finish that sentence.
Okay, look. I stand on the principle that I can separate the artists from what they do. For me, some of the most fucked up people give you some of the greatest shit. So if you like it, you like it. And I stand on that. That's it.
That's great. That's great for you.
But yeah, which I want to talk about.
Hmm. How was R. Kelly's album?
Whoa. Why are you just going to put me on blast like that? Whoa. It was okay. I'm nervous about what we have to talk about next, so.
Are you prepared?
No. It's been a sad week in America.
In America.
So tell us, Desmond, what happened on Friday? It was not only the anniversary of the insurrection, but it also...
Conspiracy. There's something fucked up with January 6th. So, my girl Jen Shaw got sentenced to six and a half? Six and a half years. Hold your head. That's a long time. Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
So, as a reminder, Jen Shaw was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. She and Stewart, who was on TV one day and in jail and singing everything that the feds wanted the next. This is according to NBC News. They generated and they sold lead lists of innocent individuals for other members of their scheme to repeatedly scam. They conspired to defraud older and computer illiterate people by operating a multi-state telemarketing and in-person sales team that would sell essentially non-existent services and then fight consumer efforts to obtain refunds. So.
I'm so glad you read that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Keep going.
That's it. Oh. This was apparently from between 2012 and 2021.
This strengthens my argument.
Does it?
It does.
Wow.
First of all, let me start by saying she's guilty.
Yeah.
I haven't said that before. I was waiting for everything to play out. She got sentenced. She's guilty. If you do the crime, you do the time. There's no doubt about that. I'm being open and honest. But when it comes to the vilification that the Bravo world is doing to Jen Shaw, I think that's a little bit ridiculous. Because from what my beautiful wife just read, she got sentenced for selling information. Did I get that correct? She was selling information, and that information was used to target the elderly to be scammed?
She sold the elderly's information. So she and her team conspired to go after kind of at-risk or vulnerable populations, being older people or people with kind of potential mental health issues, to then not only have her company scam them, but then take those same leads and then sell them to other telemarketing companies so that they also could scam them. So she was like selling their information knowing that they were vulnerable people so that other people could do it too. And was even quoted as saying in some of her text messages to her team, "Has that old lady stopped crying yet? about an 80-year-old woman who she defrauded and they refused to give a refund to.
Okay.
So when you say vilify,
I get it.
She is a bit of a villain.
I get it. That is predatory, and that to me, it's to the United States, that's a criminal act. In my opinion, it's the game. Everyone who's listening to the sound of my voice, they click accept terms and conditions to every single thing that you use on the internet. And those people, in turn, sell your information to other people to gear ads towards what you like. So if we're talking about scamming, you're willing to give up your information to these other people who do it at such a larger level to where they'll never face criminal charges for it. So we have to realize who the real culprit is. It's not Jen Shaw. Like, yes, she's a criminal. She's a part of the cog, but there's a bigger issue here.
I don't disagree with the thought process that you're kind of tracking there, that she is doing something that is done the world around every single day. Our information is bought and sold constantly with and without our knowledge, right? To your very point, sure. You will opt in on things. Your name, your email address, your demographic information, all of that gets bought and resold constantly. With that, we have no idea, right? But there is the targeting, I think, that makes this a bit different, right? When you're talking about a mass scale of it, we are three people here that can understand and see a scheme when we're presented with it, right? Like, the number of text messages and phone calls I get about extending my warranty on my car, helping pay off my student loans that I don't have. It's crazy the amount of like just shit that gets thrown at us, but we're able to decipher between what's real and what's not real. When you're talking about people with dementia, when you're talking about elderly populations that don't even have email or internet access, and they're calling repeatedly to get taken off of whatever list that you've been charged. Like, they deserve the right to be able to pull their names off of those lists and to be able to fight. Like, they, as a consumer, should be able to fight against that machine, right? And what she did was make it impossible for people to fight against that machine.
I get what you're saying. She is being the... She's a prime example of what happens when you pick the low-hanging fruit in crime, because she was scamming at a minor level. But what I'm getting at is that there are people out here scamming at a major level, and people have no issue with that whatsoever. There's a reason our government is starting to ban TikTok on government property. So people still use TikTok every single day, not knowing what the Chinese are scamming from us.
And it's everywhere, right? Like, I'm like a department store you shop at. If you have a membership there, I'm guarantee your information's being sold, right? Like, this happens every day at a large scale in corporate and consumer America. She might be, we'll call it a victim, I'm putting that in quotes, of that machine, right? But she still played a game. She still played a part in it.
She's not the biggest fish in the pond. It's bigger than Jen Shaw. I get it. You do the crime, you do the time, like I said. But the way people are giving it to her online, when you're happily gloating that someone's going to jail or prison, matter of fact, that's crazy to me.
My favorite line from the trial, I guess, during her sentencing hearing, because I was reading some of the transcripts, was, "With proper medication, I can now see what happened." It's like, I'm sorry, what?
That's what Jen said?
Jen said that. Jen said, "With proper medication, I can now see what happened."
I think that there are several factors to why the Bravo internet world is losing their mind about this and like fixating so much and like vilifying her. One is that the crime that she committed is horrible. I mean, anytime you are targeting elderly, vulnerable populations, that's just like the worst. I think the fact that she was so wildly adamant that she was innocent and then turned around and pled guilty and then was found guilty and all of that, that bothered people a lot. And then I also think that people just hide behind their computer screens and make posts and tweet about stuff that they would never say for real, because she is, and this is something that Desmond actually reminds us of a lot, and like it actually does remind me about it when I think about these people, is that they are people with families, and like she has kids and a husband, and I think people forget that part, like the humanity of it, because it is a, like you say sometimes, LP, a character on this show that we watch. And so I think all of those things combined are producing this like mass hysteria and like witch hunt that you see and you're bothered so much by.
Ugh.
And so I think it's just a lot of, I think it's a lot of those things all together that is, that makes Desmond A, ride so hard for her, and B, you know, just it's bothersome. It is bothersome.
And look, on a very basic level, who are we to judge another person who commits a crime when I'm sure 99% of us do crimes every single day? Like I was talking to, what's our guy's name yesterday?
Sean Ellis Rogers.
Sean Ellis Rogers.
He's with Real Reality Realness, the podcast.
Yes. We were talking to him yesterday and I told him, look, you're sitting in a car. You're sitting in a car right now. I'm sure you speed every single day. You don't follow the law either. So we just have to remember that these are people. These are real people, just like you and I.
But there are such things as victimless crimes and crimes with victims. And I think there's a bit of a difference there, right? Like if I'm committing a crime because I'm speeding or I like to, or whatever it is, that only person that I'm affecting at the end of the day is me. Now that speeding could lead to a car accident, which could harm somebody else, surely. But until that does, that crime does escalate, it's still a victimless crime.
Yeah, I hear you. That's a good point, but it's Jen.
But it's
Jen. I hear you, but it's Jen. And that will always and forever be the defense.
But it's Jen. Well, it's like she's given y'all a new franchise that people love. Like this is a top tier franchise because of her. And y'all just need to pay some homage. That's it. Just bow
her
down.
And Mary Cosby's crazy ass. But we can come back to that.
It's a sad day.
It's day. You bring up a good point, Brie, I think, about the humanity aspect of that. And that was a huge part of what they tried to represent in her sentencing hearing. Her lawyers went on record as saying that this is a heavily edited facsimile of a reality intentionally manipulated to maximize ratings. And that little else is real about her persona and caricature that is portrayed on Rahoslick. And that she even said, reality TV has nothing to do with reality. My tagline even, Shawmazing, was something that they wrote, they being the producers of Rahoslick. So that is definitely like a massive part of their defense, is that we can't judge the woman based on the woman that we see on TV because she intentionally is told to play a caricature of herself to really hype up and who she is and her reactions to things. But that at the end of the day, like she's still a person, she's a human with a family that we should all watch. Whether or not it's her or not, I mean, there's a lot on that show that was kind of damning to show, you know, she throws glasses regularly. She's yelling at these women regularly. Like she has a temper, and that whether Jen and her lawyers like it or not is being used against her. Right. And I don't know that it's wrong to necessarily, because if you're going to put yourself up there and say, this is who I am, I'm Jen Shaw, I'm Shawmazing, look at all this shit in my closet, even though that's what it's like, it's still, that's her choice. She made that choice to be that persona, to be that caricature. And, you know, whether it's her or not, that's for the God above to decide. But, it can and was used against her.
And you, oh. Go ahead. That's one point I'll give you, and I do agree with you on. When you are doing crime and you know it, you don't put on the fur coat and flaunt. You have to be humble. You have to drive a Toyota Camry, even though you have thousands locked up in the safe downstairs. Shit like that. You have to be careful. And she wasn't.
She wasn't. But apparently, two things. So one was apparently she had started being investigated against before the show, I think. So, yeah, that certainly didn't help.
And that's what the judge came back to that defense with, was like, Ms. Shaw, I think he was quoted as saying something along the lines of, Ms. Shaw, did you enjoy and collect these trinkets prior to being on the show? To which she said, yes. Trinkets meaning all the stuff in her closet, her cars, all of those things. Like, they were trying to show that the prosecutor and the judge were trying to show that these were habits. This was a lifestyle that had started well before the show, and that they just used the show to highlight it. So I'm curious, what do you guys believe? Do we believe that the Shawmazing Shawness is real and who she really is? Or do we believe now, in the hindsight of this sentencing court, kind of what Jen's saying is that it's not, no, this is a persona, this is a caricature.
It's definitely a persona. That's what she's saying, right? Hold on, let me finish. That's what she's saying, right?
That is what she's saying.
Yes.
Okay, then yes. Yeah. It's
you are in line with what she's saying. Calm down.
It is a persona. It's
when what did she say?
Yeah. When you're business oriented and you want to like accumulate a bunch of wealth and toys and shit like that, there are certain things that you have to do to get there. And I think this was just two of them. One being whatever she did with her business that she's recently got sentenced for. And number two was being on reality TV and becoming a figure. So yeah, it was just a persona.
I think it's hard for me to think that it's a persona when, I mean, all I know of her is what's on TV, right? I don't know what she's really like. But I wonder, this might be backtracking a little bit, but I wonder if the if the defense, I don't know which one, was saying that they were using her like on-screen self as evidence of her lifestyle. Is that the same as lawyers using rap lyrics against rappers to convict them of crimes?
1,000%. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. Especially when we know that certain things are produced within reality TV and it's not 100% authentic. Same way in music. There, until it's 100% authentic, you can't use those type of things. Because there's always going to be reasonable doubts.
I don't disagree with you. I think that like an artist is, their intention is to create art, and it might be grounded in something that they think or believe, but like saying that you're going to shoot a hoe doesn't necessarily mean you shot a hoe, sort of thing. Present news incorporated into that. But I mean, so I think, for instance, on this podcast, right? Like, I am no doubt a heightened version or a more entertaining version, or I try to be a more entertaining, so let the listeners decide as to whether that's true or not, a more entertaining version of myself, right? But I'm still myself. These are still things, though I say things for reaction occasionally, or to start a conversation, or to contribute to a conversation here on the podcast, there's still things that come from my mouth and still things that went through my brain and still things that I thought, right, and did. And so, like, if someone wanted to hold up a quote that I said from season one, like, it might be embarrassing. It might be taken out of context. It might not be something that I genuinely meant at the time, or I can have a changed opinion on down the line. Absolutely. But it's still something I did and said. And I think that argument holds with Jen as well, is like, it might be an exaggerated version of herself, but she still is doing that, saying that, showing that, all of those things.
All valid. And I don't know if any of it matters anymore because she's going to jail.
Damn. Hey, have some bedtime manner, my nigga.
Ooh.
My bad. My goodness gracious. My bad. Goodness gracious.
Well, she has been sentenced to 6.5 years. She could get out early for good behavior at roughly 5.5. But in addition to going to prison, part of her plea deal is that she's going to have to forfeit $6.5 million to the government.
Oh, and we'll need for what? I'm sorry.
And we'll have to pay an additional $5.9 million in restitution to her victims.
It says 9.5 in the notes.
Oh, what did I say? I meant 9.5. Oof. 9.5 is accurate.
I thought maybe the notes were wrong. Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, 6.5 to the government and then 9.5 in restitution payments.
Restitution fair. Why the government need 6.5 mil from Jen?
I don't get that one either.
America.
Is that the fee for... For scamming?
I mean, I don't know.
And you know what else is effed up? Y'all are sitting here worried about Jen Shaw, but I'm sure y'all get calls from certain countries every weekend. Why aren't we chasing them down?
What?
You know the scamming phone calls you get.
Oh.
Or the emails, the Nigerian princes.
Because they're out of the country, I assume. I don't know.
Whatever.
Because the Southern District of New York does not have jurisdiction there.
Yeah, okay. Tell me anything.
So how will they pay that? I mean, I think that they have determined that Coach Shaw makes some good money, but he didn't make Jen Shaw money, right?
He makes roughly $728,000 a year, nice. Given his bonuses and everything.
Wow. So he's going to pay it. I mean, she doesn't have any money left, right?
In what universe is that man paying off $9.5 million with a $700,000 a year salary?
Well, it's not like he has to pay it today, but it just like, you know?
Well, she is saying that she's saying that the judge asked her this ultimately as a part of the sentencing trial. Once he sentenced her and told her how much he owed in terms of government fees to the government as well as restitution, she said that she will pay back every dime that she owes. And when the judge asked her how, she said that she's still a cast member on Rahoslick and that she's working on it. I think she was quoted as saying she's working on it with her manager right now. And it could be through a series of like promotional things or merch sales. So she's going to be getting creative, but at the core of it, she believes, and we'll see how this plays out, that she's still going to be a member of the cast.
Absolutely.
How?
It's Desmond's dream.
Absolutely. What? How else? How else can this show go on without Jen Shaw? Are you kidding me? Jen Shaw locked up. I'm sorry. Heather, you got to start working full time at your beauty lab, whatever it's called. Y'all going to have to find jobs. Get out there and start working.
I will say they all work.
What are we going to wait 6 years for her to come back? 5.5 maybe with good behavior? Like
either that, Andy better take that route or it's going to fall flat on his face. Dallas.
Kind of like Heather Gay.
Dallas. Oh, wrong button. I'm sorry. I was getting excited. These hoes can't eat less Jen Charles out.
I don't know where she's going to get it because apparently all of her belongings were fake. Right? Like all like the clothes and the shoes and the bags, a lot of them were fakes. She doesn't own any of the homes that they have. Like they had a couple homes in Salt Lake and apparently a condo in New York City, all of which were rented. So she doesn't have really any assets. And what assets they did have, they either sold or used as collateral for her lawyer fees. So it's going to be a tough road to paying back $9.5 million in restitution.
That's $16 million total, including what she has to pay to the government. That's a lot. She's going to be out here playing a lotto like we do.
I guess so. Because the judge told her that she can't profit off of her crime. Like, so I don't even know, like, would she still be, like, let's pretend like she was for somehow still getting paid by Bravo. Is that allowed? Like, what's allowed then as far as how she could make money besides getting like a normal job when she gets out?
Like every other housewife, she's going to be selling tummy tea. I don't know. I don't know how you begin to pay that back. And she's only got about a month to do so because she's got to surrender herself to a currently unknown Texas facility by February 17th.
rumor on the street is she could be in the same pin with our girl from Theranos, Elizabeth Holmes.
Wow.
Two really? Top-tier scammers.
Well, you know what they say, when you go to prison, you just learn how to be a better criminal, so.
Ooh, the play when she gets out. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, my God.
She'll be on probation afterwards for another 5 years, apparently, so that they can track and confirm that she doesn't go back to her scheming ways. Yeah. It's but she's requested to go to a minimum security prison for women near College Station, Texas, called Bryan. It's in Bryan, Texas. So my question is, do we think Coach Shaw is going to try and get a job over at Texas A&M and follow her over there?
Listen, I would love Coach Shaw to come to the SEC. I don't know how cushy his job is right now at Utah. I also don't know how far away where they live is from that place in Texas. And I don't know if they're going to, this is kind of sad, but stay married for six and a half years while she's in prison.
Whoa. Don't put that on that, man.
I'm not. I'm just like, I'm speculating.
Why?
Why not?
Because it's a marriage. Why would your brain go there that they would get a divorce that says she got locked up?
Well, mostly because it just came out that she cheated on him.
Okay, hold up. So if I got locked up for a good little bit of time, you would leave me?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm just asking the questions that the listeners
want. What's a good little bit of time?
Like 6-7. Oof. You hold it down?
I hold it down.
10.
Why are we doing that?
I'm just asking. I want to know how loyal you are.
I'll stay with you forever.
Life? Life?
Sounds like that's where the limit is.
I never want to know. I never want to know about that. But I don't know. I don't know. It's a mess. Poor everybody involved, really, to like wrap it all up.
Yeah, I mean, Bree does bring up a good point that there have been rumors swirling around as a result of this sentencing hearing about an alleged affair that Jen had with another man. And this comes out because there was a restraining order that was issued in 2019 against Jen from this woman who Jen had been allegedly sleeping with her husband. And the order alleges that Jen drove to this woman's house in Nevada at 2:30 in the morning to harass her on her front doorstep. And this woman apparently wrote a letter to Jen's sentencing judge to basically ask him to take the restraining order into account in her sentencing.
You rat. What? Yeah. Out of no...
Wait,
girl.
Can I run this back so I can understand? Jen was having an affair with a man who was married.
Allegedly.
Jen harassed the wife of the person she was sleeping with?
The wife, yeah, I do leave out a key point. Apparently, the wife of the man who she was allegedly sleeping with had taken screenshots of text messages between Jen and the husband, sent them to Coach Shaw. So then Jen called the woman to like yell at her and get all up in her face. The woman hung up on Jen. So Jen drove from Salt Lake to Nevada to confront her on her doorsteps at 2:30 in the morning.
And that is why I love Jen Shaw. Oh, God. That reason right there. Affair aside, you send screenshots of something to my husband and fuck my marriage up, you got to catch this fade. Are you kidding me? I respect that she drove down there to fight her. Oh.
She cheated with this woman's husband.
Okay, we know that. But the person who leaked that information, I gotta fight you now.
Oh my God.
Wait, I'm supposed to just thank you. Hey man, thank you for blowing up my household. No, I'm gonna fuck you up and then I can worry about my marriage.
Her household.
We know that. Because you blow up mine, now we got problems.
Oh my God.
Hold your head, Jen.
I will agree with you that she is a rat, right? You're going to take something that's 4 years old that has nothing to do with this case and take it upon yourself to write a letter to the judge to say that you should take this into account into this woman's sentencing? Like, it was an affair that has nothing to do with her criminality. Is it wrong? Is it immoral? Sure. Is it illegal? No. And like, so don't try and make fetch happen. Like, it doesn't it doesn't matter. I agree. Rat on that one. Rat.
What'd she do? That's fucked up.
That's so much drama. That is so much drama.
Blame this on Lisa Rinna.
For what? Just because?
Shouldn't have left soap operas. This lady had she ain't have nothing to do. Mm-mm. No good soap song.
She's got big lips. They tell secrets. I don't know.
Well, before we head out of here about Jen, did you watch the Watch What Happens Live episode with Heather Gay?
No.
So,
which is shocking for me because I watch all of them. So
Heather Gay, so Andy essentially asked a question from a viewer about, like, did it matter? Not did it matter, but essentially, did it matter that Jen was found guilty of these crimes in her friendship with Jen and Heather? And Heather said that it's irrelevant whether she's innocent or guilty. She's like, that's my friend. And like, essentially at the end of the day, she just is my friend. And at first when I heard that, I was like, oh, I can't believe that. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, I know I kind of stand for that. Like, there are people, and I'm sure it depends on like the type of crime it was, right?
Like if it was, yeah, like you murder my mother, we're not right, gonna be friends anymore. Right.
But there's certainly people in my life that if they were to go to jail for something that I would just, it wouldn't matter, that that's my person. Right. And so I know that Heather got a lot of flack for that and I might too, but what do you guys
think? Ain't get no flack from me. You know me, I'm loyal.
Yeah.
Now I ride for Heather too.
Okay.
Who got something bad to say about Heather?
Here we go. We have to like have a live list going mm-hmm. so the listeners can know who's on your shit list, who isn't.
And like when they move from column yes. to column.
Because I think an hour ago, Heather was not on this nope. list. Okay.
I do remember the clip. I didn't watch that episode, but I did watch part of that clip that you're talking about. And I think she also cops to knowing that what Jen was doing was super shady, bordering on illegal. Like she had said previously on reunions and other platforms that she knew her business was quote unquote unsavory, but that's kind of as far as she would take it. And now she's coming out and saying, well, I knew it was not only unsavory, I knew it was illegal. Like well, I am a businesswoman.
No, she doesn't say that. She does not say. She says,
okay, stand corrected.
Yeah, she sticks with the unsavory comment, but she says, I didn't know it was illegal, but she knew that it wasn't like above board. She doesn't want
which is kind of the same thing.
I don't know what a lot of my friends do on the day-to-day unless they do something that's real obvious to me, like you teach or you are a police person or you're a firefighter or that's kind of it. If you do anything else, I don't fully know. People ask me all the time, what does Desmond do? And I'm like,
I could sell drugs every day, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't though. We're recording. Goodness gracious. But I'm like, I don't know. He's just like on the computer and bills get paid. I don't know. Like, and even ULB, like I kind of know what your company does. Like if somebody asked me, I could be like, and I could give like a real, maybe vague, but like I've known what you do for years and years, but I couldn't actually say what it is. So
I also sell drugs.
Oh, no one come for us.
Drugs and guns. So Desmond, are you going to be sending Jen any mail or a care package?
You know, I thought about booking a local session at like a little photography company doing some boudoir photos.
Oh my god.
So yeah I'm thinking about that. I'm just trying to get the right outfits I'm on.
There we go.
Okay.
So, yeah,
I think a boudoir is without outfits. So I don't think you need outfits.
Well, you know, you can't just have your man just hanging out
tasteful,
there like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Tasteful. You know,
get him a couple shirts.
Get him a couple shirts. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, we'll have her address because it will be posted on the prison website that she goes to. So
yikes.
Best believe I'm writing.
Whew. We'll keep you posted.
Dear
listeners.
Jennifer.
Hmm.
Your ride or die.
You're number one, Shaw Squad.
Yep.
Do you remember liking and reposting my posts?
I will never check forget. Yes or no.
Maybe they get internet in there. Maybe we can start like a little DM combo.
Oh my God.
They probably have a computer from like 1995 in a very public space that they can access. Yeah. So, what would be in your care package to Jen?
Some deodorant. I don't want my girl smelling all crazy in there, getting attacked. A couple of toothbrushes, probably like four or five. One to use and the other to shave down for shanks.
Oh.
Maybe some furry slippers, just so she can keep her fabulousness inside the pen.
That's thoughtful.
Yeah, definitely put money on her books. I don't even know what that means. But yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, it'll be a whole bunch of shit. It'll be like a monthly care package. You know how, was it Fresh to Order? Or those monthly like food boxes? It'd be like one of those care packages. Every month I'll have a different theme. So she can still celebrate the holidays.
Oh, fab fit fun with the boy.
Yeah. January.
Some candles.
New Year's box. February's Valentine's box. March, little leprechaun box. Yeah, we can get this going. All right, that might be a thing.
I was about to say, do we have a merch store that we're brainstorming through right now?
6 years. Oh, we got to get 6 years worth of products.
Yikes.
Jeez.
Yikes.
But we'll hold you down, girl.
Well, that is actually a fantastic segue into our game tonight, which we can come back to next.
Back, and before we get to game time, Desmond brought up a topic that we should have started this episode with, especially because this is like the legal episode, right? So what did you find out about the housewife world?
Okay, you're putting me on the spot. I'm gonna have to go off memory. I don't have the article in front of me. Okay. But this is going to be one of the craziest stories you've ever heard. Let me tell it to you. Housewife husband, Juan Dixon, he is a head basketball coach at a college, I think Coppin State, maybe? Okay. On that basketball team, there was an assistant coach and a player. The player started an online relationship with someone who he thought was a woman, essentially getting catfished. He was sending this woman lucid pictures, obviously dick pics, talking crazy. And where the coach comes into play is, the coach comes to the player and says, hey, I'm getting catfished by the same lady. And this lady says, if we don't do a sexual act together and record it and send it to her, she's going to blackmail both of us. And they did it. Come to find out, the woman was the assistant coach. Tell me that's not the craziest fucking story you have ever. To me, this beats Matt Tateo having a fake girlfriend at Notre Dame.
Absolutely does. It absolutely does.
That takes Matt Tateo's fake girlfriend and like makes it non-existent. Like that doesn't matter anymore. Who cares about that? This is actual insanity.
This is all allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. It feels pretty allegedly correct to me. That is, I feel really bad, obviously, for the player that got catfished. Players? There were multiple players that this happened to?
It was two, right? Or no?
I don't know. I don't know about the second one.
Who did the player do and record the sexual act with?
The coach.
The coach. The assistant coach.
Oh, I have misread this entire
thing. When I said he finessed him out some cheeks, what you thought I meant?
That he watched it.
He finessed this nigga out some ass.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Like, okay, as I was saying, on one hand, I feel very bad for the player that got catfished into sending dick pics and sexting with a non-existent woman. And then, but like, in what world, raise your hand if I'm off base here, do you like up the ante and give your coach a blowy to like and keep it. That from coming out?
And I don't know if this was before or after the sexual act, but the player told Juan about it, right?
Correct. This is how Juan Dixon, tell us how Juan Dixon relates to this.
I think what happened is he disclosed what happened to Juwan Dixon and he pretty much buried it.
Yeah, he just didn't take it. He didn't do anything with it. Did he? So now the big problem is, I mean, there's so many problems, but because Juan didn't do anything about it, didn't take it to a counselor, didn't take it to the police, didn't approach the other coach, maybe, who knows? Now he could potentially be in trouble too, because when you work with students, you are a mandated reporter. So like if you are directly told something that is illegal or unsafe or whatever, you have a legal obligation to report it. And so the fact that Juan didn't becomes a really, really, really big problem legally, regardless of the moral part.
What if he didn't believe it? Because honestly, this is
wild.
This story is so wild, it's hard for me to believe. As a man, I don't think there's anything you could blackmail me with to where I give up my butt cheeks. Like, you could say, Desmond, I'm going to leak your entire browsing history since you were born. I don't give a fuck. You're not getting my cheeks. So for him to just willingly do that to prevent a couple dick pics to come out, something seems a little off to me.
But it wasn't.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, someone could be blackmailing me for whatever reason. It's not going to, can't imagine it's going to encourage me to like create more blackmail to myself, which is what happened.
Yeah.
And desperate times, desperate measures, sure, but that is extreme. And like, how do you not report that your coach has come to you and saying like, my coach now wants me to have whatever, we don't really know what the sexual act was, but let's say intercourse or whatever, to like correct, like there's got, how was he, well, he went to Juan, then quote unquote, Juwan did nothing with it.
Yeah.
That is the craziest story. That is the craziest story.
I want to buy the movie rights.
Oh my God. I wonder how this is going to play out as far as Robin continuing to be on Potomac. If Juan's going to keep his job, what's going to happen with the other coach? I mean, I'm not updated on it if anything has happened.
It does not look good. Like, I can't imagine people get fired for a lot less, right? And yeah. When you're talking about like that level of kind of indecent proposals, like, and you do nothing with that information, when your student, your player comes to you in confidence with that information and you don't escalate it at all, you're gonna have a hard time holding on to your job. Yeah. I hope the hat business is crushing it, Robin, because
apparently, I don't think apparently it's good. It is, though. Apparently the hat business is crushing it, because that's part of why she wants that prenup.
Definitely get the prenup now, Robin. Don't marry that man without it.
Oh, Lord.
And I don't want to sound too insensitive, because it is a wild story, but if everything that I said is true and this really did happen, man, I bet that kid feels horrible. Horrible. I couldn't imagine. I don't know a better way to put it. That doesn't sound funny, but getting finesse out of some cheeks. Mm-hmm. To me, I don't know. I hope that kid gets therapy. I hope somebody in his life loves him, checks in on him, because if that's true, that's some type of shit as a man that is, whew, you got to talk some shit out. That happens.
Yeah. And the most, someone needs to be watching him, right? Like, he's not, I can't imagine he's doing well. Yeah.
It's true.
That is, and then to have that, not only to have that happen to you, but then because of who your coach is and stuff, like, that then becomes a national headline. Yeah, that's even, it's, you know, makes a bad situation even worse. Praying for him in the most serious way, praying for that kid.
Mm-hmm. Or the truth to come out, whatever it is. I'm just saying that's crazy.
I know, but we just have to believe people. Like,
do we?
I mean, yes, we do.
You know how we start off this episode.
Believe them until they are proven guilty, I guess. Much like our girl, Jen.
But yeah, I heard we got a game. What you got cooked up for us, Seneca Crane?
We do. We are playing Chopped, Commissary Kitchen Edition today, y'all. In honor of our girl, Jen, and the fact that come the 17th of February, her food choices are about to be pretty slim pickings. I thought I would play a game with Desmond, who is a great mastermind of the kitchen, where I've taken the commissary list from the Bryan facility that Jen may or may not be going to, done a randomizer on it, picked the top five ingredients from that randomizer, and I wanted to see what kind of meal Desmond might be able to cook up for Jen if he was making her some food out of the commissary. So, you ready?
Yes. Let me start by saying this game is messy, but I love it because I like cooking. This should be fun.
All right. So, the first one, your five ingredients are chips, mozzarella, grape jelly, chicken-flavored ramen, and sliced pepperoni.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay.
Does it?
It does, because let me show you what I'm going to do with it. So, if you guys don't know, there's a place that all three of us enjoyed back in our college years called Mama Goldberg's. You guys remember that? Mama Goldberg's did something very cheap, but tasted so good with their chips. They would give you Doritos, and they would just cover it with cheese and some jalapenos, throw it in the oven, and come out tasting fire. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the mozzarella on the chips. You feel me? Then I'm going to take the sliced pepperoni and put it on top. You feel me? And then I'm going to get the person who walks by for a book delivery. I'm like, hey, bro, let me get a lighter. He'll come back in a little bit. Pass me a lighter. I'm going to heat that motherfucker up. Excuse me. I'm going to heat that thing up. And you have like a little pizza in jail. And then for dessert, you just suck on a little grape jelly packet. Little by little. You know what I mean?
For dessert, you suck on a grape jelly packet.
Yeah.
What about the ramen?
Oh, the ramen? Ooh, I didn't think about that. So this is going to be an appetizer, entree, and dessert.
Ramen's the appetizer?
Nope, ramen's the entree.
Oh, the chips are the appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, three-course meal, y'all.
Ooh.
Okay, all right. I mean, I would try your nachos, I think.
Yes, for sure. I would also try the chips, the cheesy chips.
What about
mostly
my dessert?
Because...
Just like a slurp of grape jelly?
You don't do that. I know your black ass love grape jelly.
That's true, I do.
I mean, maybe because there's nothing else, you know, and I want a little sugar. I do like to finish my meal with a little bit of sweetness. So if that's what you got, that's what you got. Hmm.
So all three, you would eat appetizer, entree, and dessert.
Yes.
Yes. Chef Curry cooking up.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds like Jen's in for a really good time. All right. So next flavor combination. Let's do granola, bagged popcorn, pizza sauce, sweet hot sauce, and prunes.
Oh, this is interesting. I've never had prunes a day in my life, so I don't know what they taste like. Are they sweet?
They're like a no. Actually, they're like a.
Is it a fruit?
Yeah,
it's like a fruit.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Tart.
It's kind of like a date. Have you ever had a date before?
Yeah, it's like a date.
Okay, okay. Yep, I could do that.
It's not as sweet as a date.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to leave the prunes out for probably like 3 or 4 hours, get them a little hard, and then we're going to put them in the granola, all in a bag, right? So we're going to mix it with the granola and the bag popcorn. I call this prison skinny girl. I think you would love that. And then with the pizza sauce and sweet sauce, that you just drizzle on top, mix together. So, you know, give it a little kick too.
You got your sweet and your savory here.
Come on.
It's kind of like prison trail mix. I hear you. Yeah. Interesting.
Brie.
I like that the prunes sit out for a couple hours, though.
Yeah, you don't want nothing soggy or mushy in there. It all has to be crunchy.
Gotta harden it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was with you until the sauce became the sauce on top.
What you mean?
I don't, well, you know that like ketchup is spicy for me, so that sweet hot sauce is not going to work.
But the sweet hot sauce is going to dilute with the pizza sauce. So it's just going to have like a, I don't know, like an Italian feel to it.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels real Italian. So Italian that Teresa probably made something like this in her prison days.
I'd eat it. I don't know about y'all.
Oh, man. I mean, I'll try it. I'll try anything, especially today, so.
That's a fact.
I'll be honest. I think I'm standing down on that one. I neither like prunes nor do I want pizza sauce on my popcorn. So thank you. No, thank you. I think I'll pass by.
Thank you, next.
Let you pass by on this one. Yeah.
Dang.
Okay. All right. Next one. Classic flavor combination here. We have caramels, like little candy caramels.
Mm.
Box cake mix. Lemon juice, pumpkin seeds, and dill pickles.
Mmm. Oh, okay, I think we're gonna have to do appetizer, entree, and dessert again. So for the appetizer, pumpkin seeds. Who doesn't like pumpkin seeds? Come on, let's be honest. So pumpkin seeds and dill pickles, those are your two appetizers. You can either slice up the pickles, or you can just eat it whole. Depending on which type of jail you're in, you know, choose carefully. But for dessert, what you're going to do is you're going to take those caramels. You're going to probably, I wouldn't say completely melt it down, but give it like a soft. You know how you soften butter? So you're going to soften it up, and then you're going to mix it with the lemon juice. What that's going to do is it's going to take a little bit of the sweetness out of it, but not a lot. So it's going to be a tad bit sweet. And then you're going to roll it around in the box cake mix. I don't care which kind you get. I prefer chocolate. So if you roll that around in the chocolate cake mix and just let that sit for a bit, again, you got to let shit sit. And then you could scoop it out, and it'll be like little candies. You get what I'm saying? Like little miniature candies.
Yep, I feel you.
Fucking with that?
I'd try it. I'd try it.
I would try it, too.
I'd fuck with that.
What's up now?
Yeah, I knew when the box cake mix came out, that would be your jam.
Oh, y'all know I love me a good cake. We've been doing a lot of brownies and cookie mix. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, it is really good.
I'm jealous of what's going on in that household. Okay, next up, another great flavor combination. Barbecue sauce, mixed nuts, mozzarella, a peaches cup, and a potato.
A raw fucking potato is what y'all giving me.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you assume that you have like a hot plate, okay. All right? I'm going to give you like, sorry, I should have started there. You have a hot plate.
Okay, we could do that. Oh, instantly I'm going potato and mozzarella, and we're doing like a cheesy baked potato thing. Peaches cup, obviously, for dessert. Then the barbecue sauce and mixed nuts. I think that'd be an interesting combination. If you think about it, a lot of things are flavored with barbecue. Like you can get peanut barbecues. I mean, barbecue peanuts. You can get barbecue chips. So I'm thinking with the peanut sauce and the mixed nuts, that actually might be good.
Just like mix it all up?
Yeah.
And like make it into like a brittle of some sort kind of thing?
Let it sit.
Yeah, let it sit. The classic cooking method. Let it sit. See, okay, I think I would take the peaches cup, reduce the sauce in the peaches cup so it's nice and syrupy, and then probably figure out the barbecue sauce with the peaches, right? Because like I feel like peaches and barbecue are both summery flavors and could really go well together.
A peach barbecue sauce flavor. And then you can throw that on a potato, a baked potato.
Yeah.
With the cheese.
Shit.
Top it with mozzarella.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm eating that.
Right?
You might have to try that.
We talked about this. The reason that the genesis for this game was because I asked Bree and Desmond what their side hustles would be in prison. And Desmond and I are in the same book. Like, this is my hustle, right? I would be making delicacies out of the commissary food. So yeah, for sure, this is my hustle.
I'd definitely be a chef in there too. What about you,
Bree? What are you gonna be?
I'm gonna be somebody's bitch.
A pocket holder.
I will taste test. I will sous chef. Whatever my boss in there decides.
You're gonna be licking a lot then.
Oh my god.
I thought that's where you're going. Ain't no taste testers in jail unless you're tasting something, you know. Come on now.
Oh god.
She's reading Big Sally her nighttime stories.
Yeah, y'all. I'm not made for
I forget Alice listens to this. Damn, my bad. You might have to cut that.
Okay, last one. Let's see what you can do with this one. We've got cashews, peanut butter, mustard, cup of noodles, lime flavor, which I've never had before, and dry milk.
I got real excited when you said cashews and peanut butter. So let's see. Mustard, cup of noodles. Okay, fire. What you'll do is you'll make the cup of noodles with the lime. You'll mix it with the mustard. You might think it's going to be a little crazy, but it's going to give you like a Indian feel. So just try that out. Close your eyes, pretend. Peanut butter, cashews, and dry milk. I'm going to ask the guard or the guy who's bringing the books again to bring me some ice. And I'm making ice cream in that thing. Peanut butter ice cream. Somebody slipped me a little salt packet.
I'm eating that. I mean all of that. That sounds really good.
Indian cuisine and peanut butter ice cream.
I like that.
Chef's kiss.
You eating that, baby?
I'm eating whatever you cook, honestly. Just like every day.
Yeah. See, my mind was, I was going towards like a peanut butter mustard sauce to go over the cup of noodles, but you kicked that ass with some ice cream. I'm here for that.
I like heightening up the sauce of the noodles too. That's fire.
Right. And then like toasting the cashews and having them on top.
Oh, real Indian. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fire.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think suffice to say, we would be very popular in prison.
Also, do we have a recipe book that's being created right now? We've done so much creative work today. You have your FabFitFun box ideas. Here's a commissary kitchen recipe book idea. You two are going to run the world.
That could be part of Jen Shaw's care package. That we know like what's available to her in her commissary. We just send her a little recipe card with with like salt packets and different stuff combos, so that she can actually make it flavorful.
I like that. And then I can take those boudoir photos and put them in a calendar. take a new set of photos every year for.
Wow. That could be her prison hustle, where she's selling Boy Meets Bravo boudoir calendars.
Oh, I will be popping in jail. Oh my gosh. Yeah, let's get that going.
All of a sudden, our listenership in Bryan, Texas would be through the roof.
Skyrocketing.
God. Hey, live pod.
Oh my God.
We're coming to you. Just like, oh God, who was it that went and played at the Folsom Prison? Oh, why am I? Johnny Cash will be coming to a prison near you for a live pod recording.
I'll leave my baby alone too when we get there. She ain't none of y'all bitch.
Maybe I'll Sorry, Big Sally.
I don't care by the time that happens.
Well, that is Chopped Commissary Kitchen Edition. Don't act like you hate it, Rhi. I can see the smile on your face.
I just need
here.
You guys to know that I hate it. I need our listeners to tell us what they think because I hate it so much.
Yeah, that should be a poll this next week. Are we a fan of the soundboard? Because we can really expand this, right? Like I was saying before we start recording, I think we can get some classic housewife lines thrown in there. And like when you're tired of us talking, you can just throw out a clip.
We'll talk about it.
Sounds like it's going to be a short conversation.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Well, it's good to be back. It's good to be back, y'all. We have a lot is coming up soon. Summer House is kicking off probably in the next month. New Jersey is coming back in the next month. I think Pump Rules is coming back soon as well. So as we finish up Salt Lake, I think this week is the finale, the season finale of Salt Lake. And we finish up probably Family Karma's kind of beginning to wrap up.
New Jersey is going to be kicking off soon.
Yeah. So we want to thank you guys so much for listening. Please make sure to find and follow us online. We are at Boy Meets Bravo on Instagram and Twitter. We also have a website. It's boymeetsbravo.com. We have not only our most recent episodes, but also highlighted some of our favorite interviews that we've had with like some Bravo celebrities. And so we want to chat, we want to talk, we want to connect, and we appreciate you listening. We will see you next week.
Oh, wrong one.
You can't end it like that. All right, Desmond, we're taking away the soundboard.
Maybe you could cut that part of that.
I'm going to leave that.
No, that's staying in.
With more, just more ammunition for me. Like, Jesus.
No, I just hope people like that you hate it. And they just want to keep that joke going.
Yeah.
That's funny.